What's going on, guys? Welcome back for another episode of the Gen X Gamer Podcast. I'm your host, Matty Ice, and this is your favorite podcast. So today I wanted to bring you a little short episode about Dragon's Dogma 2. I picked this game up on release. Actually, I think I pre-ordered it before release. But when I first seen the game and I seen the combat in the game, that's what really drew me to it. I did actually purchase the very first Dragon's Dogma off of a recommendation from a friend. And I really never did put a whole lot of time into the game. I mean, sadly, it hurts me to admit that I've only played it like 39 minutes. I just checked my Steam playtime and I've only put 39 minutes into the very first game. So I feel like I probably would have liked it a lot more had I put a lot more time into it. But only playing it for 39 minutes, that's really not enough to give a great recommendation of the game or a great review. So with that being said, picking up Dragon's Dogma 2, as of right now, as it stands, to me, was a great choice that I made. Just like I said, based off the little trailer that I seen before the game actually got released, the combat looked really good, and it just kind of really drew me in. Knowing that I only, played the first one for, I didn't know at the time that I only played it for 39 minutes. I just knew that I really hadn't put a whole lot of time into it. But I did pick up Dragon's Dogma 2, and my first initial impressions, it took me a few days to kind of really get into it. Like the first few days I played, I was kind of, of course, the performance in the game is terrible. The game is not optimized at all. And you can go in there and change a lot of the settings, but it really doesn't matter because the game is just real CPU intensive. So if you don't have a really good CPU, which I have the, my little mini gaming PC that I told you guys I picked up, the Intel NUC 12 Enthusiast, it has a really good CPU in it. But just the fact that a lot of the, when there's a lot of characters on the screen and stuff, it kind of like chugs a little bit. And there's some parts in the game when you're running through, because the game is a massive open world game. So, when you're chugging through or when you're running through the forest or, sometimes you'll get like these broad open areas because it's a massive open world game. It'll kind of make the CPU chug a little bit, but just with it being a CPU intensive game and very heavy on the CPU, it's putting pretty much all the strain on the CPU instead of the GPU. The performance is just not good. And I don't know why Capcom would push this game out knowing that the performance is what it is instead of optimizing the game. And now this is like, as I've stated many times in this podcast before, this is par for the course these days. These games are getting pushed out and they're nowhere near complete, and we have to wait for patches to roll out later on down the road for the game to finally be finished up. I'm like, I think 27 hours into Dragon's Dogma 2, and as of right now, it's like fully clicked with me, and I'm loving the game. I'm probably 27 hours in, that's barely scratching the surface, because the game is just so massive and open world, and there's just so much to explore and find that, being 27 hours in, I'm nowhere near even scratching the surface, as I said. So, but I'm really loving part two. If they would have fixed the performance in the game, I would love it a lot more. There are some things in the game that kind of like really irk me. One of the main things is there's no lock on. So when you're fighting an enemy, you can't like lock on to an enemy. You have to technically you're fighting two people. You're fighting the enemy. No, not two people. You're fighting two things. You're fighting the enemy on the screen, and then you're fighting the camera trying to get the camera set to where you can see the enemy to hit him in combat and everything. But I really wish there was a lock-on system, and I really wish the performance was a little more optimized than what it is. But as I stated, probably later on down the road, Capcom will push out some patches and fix this game. But as of right now, it runs pretty poorly. But I finally did, I updated my graphics, this latest graphics driver for Intel, which I have an Intel Arc A770M in the Intel NUC, and with the latest graphic driver update, it kind of resolved some of the issues. It performs a lot better than what it did when the game first launched. It was practically unplayable for me. I was getting like single digit FPS, like single digit frame rate, and it was just absolutely terrible. But with the latest update from the Intel Arc, it's actually improved the performance a lot, and it's actually playable now. I can get over 30 FPS, and I'm averaging around like probably about 40, 45, somewhere around in there. But I've also heard I watch a lot of YouTube, and I've also heard a lot of people that have like 4090s can barely hit like 30 FPS. So the fact that I'm getting the frame rates that I'm getting, I'm pretty, that's okay with me. That's fine. But I really wish it ran like a lock 60. That would make the game that much more spectacular. But, with me not playing the first game and me just kind of diving right into the second game, and I really don't think you need to play the first game at all, from what I understand, to even enjoy part two. But like I said, I'm really enjoying the second game. But I think once I finish up the second game, I'm needing to go back and kind of play the first one, just because I just didn't give the first one the time of day. Like I said, I picked it up off of a recommendation from a friend because he knew what kind of games I like, and Dragon's Dogma is an open world game, so it would be right up my alley. I just for whatever reason, I just didn't put a lot of time into it, and I really kind of need to go back and give that game what it's due and play it. But this is just really going to be a short episode, kind of just letting you guys know what I'm playing right now, and just kind of give you a quick first impressions on Dragon's Dogma 2. And if you're really into open world games and, you know, you like RPGs, then this is giving me right up your alley. Just know going into the game that the performance is not great right now, and it's subpar, and you're gonna have to wait like the rest of us for patches to be rolled out for the game to be fixed. But if you play the first game and you like the first game, I'm only guessing in the second you're gonna love the second game as well. So without further ado, guys, that's all I really got for you. I just wanted to push out this quick little first impressions and let you guys know what I'm playing and let you guys know what I'm doing these days. So without further ado, I'll catch you guys on the next one. You guys stay cool, keep on gaming. Peace.